Hello and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review. I'm Dave.
I'm Shecky. And it's...
What happened? Why?
Do it again, but use the Indian voice.
I am Dave.
No. No, it's fine.
Hello and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Indian... It's Groovy Boof. Hello and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Indian... Oh, Jesus. Hold on.
Oh, I snortled.
Hello and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tooth Review. And I am Dave.
You sound like the Indian Yoda. And I'm Shecky.
And that is not how I will be talking. I cannot do the whole show like this.
No.
It's ridiculous. Birdie num num.
But anyway, this show is about... We watch stuff on TV that this week happens to be pay-per-view, but it could be anything we happen to watch on TV. And then we review it. And you can decide whether you want to watch it or not. Is that about
That's
right?
That's true. This is true.
And so this week we did pay-per-view. Because at first it was going to be Dave and Shecky's Groovy pay-per-view review. But we kind of changed that just in case we wanted to watch something other than pay-per-view. Because sometimes there's just not really a lot of stuff good on pay-per-view.
Yes.
Not
very often. Yes. So, without further ado.
So this week, what did we watch?
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins. And I gotta say straight off that I was never a big fan of any of the other Batman movies.
Yeah, it's true. Tim Burton. Not a good impression to make on the first one there.
It was so... That first Batman was so dark, right?
Very dark. Tim Burton has to be an asshole. I don't know personally, but I think he's an ass.
Well, not everything he's done has been sucky.
If it doesn't have Johnny Depp, it's very bad.
Well, that... You know what? I think you just... That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Because anything I've liked that Tim Burton has done has had Johnny Depp in it. But that's really funny. But what did you not like about that first Tim Burton movie?
Oh, it was just completely anti-everything that the Batman TV series was about. It was in the wrong spirit. It was like, it was just the wrong take. It was the wrong take on the whole thing.
It was just really dark, and I was just distracted by the darkness. And that's the one with Jack Nicholson, right?
I like Jack Nicholson in it. He was good.
Well, Jack Nicholson, I mean, you know. You kind of are like an evil person if you don't like Jack Nicholson, but I was distracted by how pitch black it was, and if I go to a movie and it's too dark, I will fall asleep in the movie. And that's what would happen. That's what happened during that movie. Like, I would wake up and then I'd see Kim Basinger, who kind of has man hands, by the way. There's like a scene where she's at like a little table. I don't know. I think she's at the little table with Batman. And her hands are in the scene, and I was like, holy shit, it's fucking man hands. So that totally distracted me, too. But other than that, I just didn't like the first Batman, and the Batman movies that came after that, Arnold Schwarzenegger, they were just like too, they were like cheesy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, just missing the point of the initial style of the TV show in the first movie.
I mean, the Batman series in the 60s, I mean, I was a huge, huge fan of that.
I too.
Adam West.
I like the show. Adam West, exactly. Adam West is Batman. What are you doing? How do you have Batman without Adam West? And Burt Ward, even. All right, he's Robin. Okay, but the ones with Batman, it's unexplainable. Michael Keaton, well, yeah, that was better. Horrible direction. That's no good. Michael Keaton, yeah, he could be good. He's a little quirky, kind of weird.
I hear you. And the original Batman series and the original Batman series movie, the one with the shark repellent, which everybody knows about the shark repellent. I mean, that movie was just, I mean, it was hilarious. It was just great. It seemed like a comic book because everything was just over the top, and there was the humor, and there was the ridiculous everything. And then it seems like those other movies kind of, I don't know, I didn't really like any of the other Batman movies. I haven't liked them. But now, here we are last night, picking a pay-per-view for this podcast of ours. And we both kind of were like, well, we don't like the other Batmans, right?
I was definitely hesitant. I didn't think it was going to be good, I'll tell you that much. Batman Begins was over before it began for me.
But we hit the select button anyway. And so the movie started. And what did you think right away?
I had mixed feelings right away. I thought it was going to be dark again. It was all rainy. I think it was rainy. Maybe it wasn't rainy. I think it was rainy, though. It was like dark and sort of some rainy thing going on. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, he was a kid, and it was like kind of black and white vibe or something.
Yeah, it was like desaturated or something.
But after a while, it got better, actually. Within the first couple of minutes, it started getting good.
Yeah. I kind of thought the same way. I thought, uh-oh, it's gonna be creepy again, and we're just going to really have hated it. But I got to say, this Batman, even though it's like totally serious, that's the other thing, is that this movie was like serious. I mean, it had some like one-liners and stuff, but it was like serious. It was as if this shit all happened. It wasn't, not that much was far-fetched. You know what I mean? In the other Batman movies, there's like some shit that's pretty far-fetched. That, you know, that make you believe, you know, that this shit has happened. But somehow this movie, I don't know, it seemed more realistic.
Well, they set up the characters. They had the whole chronological, how everyone came to be. Because you see him as a younger person, as a young Bruce Wayne, and then you see the Alfred and Yoshida the other characters over there. And start setting them up.
You know what, one of my favorite things about this movie was that Batman is a fucking ninja. Who doesn't love ninjas?
Yes, that was the, there you go. That explained how he became so, they gave an explanation. Was this in the comic book? I don't know.
Explanation
for everything. His fear of bats, turning his fear into his power, the whole thing. They could have gone that way, or they could have gone perhaps a supernatural way. Could have explained his powers with some sort of supernatural shit.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like...
So they went for the ninja.
Well, Spider-Man has already gotten bitten by a radioactive spider. And, you know, good old Bruce Banner, or David Banner, whichever you'd like prefer.
Radioactive,
his is radioactive as well. But what do you mean by supernatural?
Well, he has his powers because he's a ninja and he's all into the martial arts. But he also could have had, they could have said that he was some sort of like, I don't know, some sort of witchcraft or something.
Like some sort of...
He could be some sort of character from Charmed or something.
Okay. Oh, I see. You think, well...
Some sort of warlockery. Demonry.
Some sort of demonry. That would have been really
like
dark,
like Angel, you know? Like that kind of thing. Like Angel...
Dave Bananas?
Dave Bananas, exactly. Dave Batman Bananas. There you go. Could have been Supernatural Batman. That might have worked, too.
Well, it's true, but I have to say, I am a fan
of the ninja.
I love the ninja, Mr. Miyagi.
Liam Neeson Miyagi.
Yeah.
The evil Miyagi.
The Jedi gone horribly bad. Did you like Liam Neeson in this movie?
Yeah, he was a little gaunt, but he was good.
He did look gaunt, didn't he?
He's thin and gaunt.
What's going on with that? Do you think he's ill?
Yeah, I think he's older than we think.
You do? How old do we think he is?
Well, that's a good question.
You think he's over like 47?
Yes, I think he's closer to mid-50s.
No! Really?
Yes.
We'll have to check on that.
That could be wrong.
What was your favorite thing about this movie? Can't think of anything.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I had a favorite thing about the movie. It was good.
Well, something great could have happened during that 15, 20 minutes that you fell asleep last night.
It's true. The one thing, it did go a little long. I mean, I don't know. Whatever, why they're pushing it there. 220? 2-something?
215, 220.
That's a little long.
It would seem... Well, you know what the problem was? And this is the problem when you watch stuff at home. if you lay on the couch...
Getting a little too comfortable.
You get too comfortable, especially if it's, you know, nighttime. That's why I sat up in the chair.
Well, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part has got to be the chase scene. The chase scene that you slept through.
Well, there was a second chase scene. The first chase scene, he was driving. The second chase scene, the Gary Oldman was driving.
I liked the one where the Batman was driving. I do like Gary Oldman. But
the Batman one, yes, that happened earlier.
I liked that one. I like chase scenes.
They really did set up all the characters and even all the little they set up how the Batmobile came about. They set up how the Batcave came about. They set up how everything came about.
Yeah, the Batmobile
could have been better.
You know, I had issues with the Batmobile.
Stinky Morgan Freeman.
Shut the fuck off.
What's the matter? I heard he's a little stinky.
Just shut up.
I heard he's a little stinky here and there.
I don't know where you get stuff like that.
I don't know.
Oh my.
Love them as easy writer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Letterman. Is not Letterman?
Letterman. No. Wasn't he Easy Writer?
I don't know. Why are we both pronouncing our T's Easy Writer or Letterman? But anyway, let me get back to this movie just because, I lost my train of thought. Oh, the Batmobile.
Yes.
You know, I like the Batmobile in the other crappy Batman movies, and I like the Batmobile in the series. I like that it's a car. It's a, you know... It's a race car with, like, gadgetry. This one was more like a...
When was this movie set? Is it in the future?
I don't think so. I think it's supposed to be, like, right around present time.
They had some wacky transportation there, that sky train thing.
Well, it was kind of like a monorail, but just really, really high up there.
Yes.
But the Batmobile was like a... It was more like a Humvee. I was just looking at the Batmobile and I was thinking that shit does not get good gas mileage. You know what I mean? It was just there was just no way it was going to get good gas mileage. It was huge. It was enormous. It looked like a tank, right?
Some sort of tank mongrel conglomeration.
So anyway, so this movie is basically about how how Batman begins.
What was the worst part of it? I think the worst part was Katie Holmes, perhaps.
Oh, my God, Dave. The worst part for me is when I realized Katie Holmes was in this movie. I didn't know who the hell was in the movie. I didn't know who any of these people, you know, I just didn't know.
And who's the lead? Who is that? I don't even know who it is at this moment.
His name is Christian Bale?
Never seen him. No. That was the crazy psychiatrist guy.
What?
Wasn't that the doctor? Crane. Scarecrow?
I don't know. I thought this
Christian Bale is the Scarecrow guy.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Well, I don't know then.
I could be wrong.
I'm completely
wrong.
Clueless.
We're not quite Ebert and Roper or whatever the hell over here.
No, we're not quite that.
Not, you know. Yes.
But I had no idea who was going to be in this movie, and you know how I feel about Scientologists. And so what I try to do is I try not to patronize Scientologist projects. Like Tom Cruise is never going to get a dollar from me. And so all of a sudden I'm watching, you know, watching this movie. And she doesn't show up for a good half hour, right?
Yeah, because the first you see her, she's a little girl.
She's a little girl, and it's not her. It's some little girl. And then all of a sudden he walks into the room. And there she is.
She's terrible.
Terrible. And I was like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, ugh. I did actually make that noise.
We don't like her.
No, she's nuts.
We don't like her.
She's nuts. Scientologists are nuts. That's it. They're just out of their fucking minds batshit. So that was the worst part for me was her. I mean, that movie... Any girl could have done that role, because it wasn't a big role.
Yeah, I don't think they really needed her in there.
They could have used anybody.
What was the purpose of her? Oh, I see. The purpose of her was because that was part of the reason that he was becoming Batman, because he was proving to himself and her and everyone else that the good was within him, and not who he was or something.
Yeah.
That stupid quote.
We have that quote somewhere.
Yeah. Everything in the movie had a purpose.
She just, right. I mean, there was need for a girl character, I guess, but it didn't have to be that girl.
Yeah, she was an ass.
It could have been any other girl, and it really should have been any other girl.
True.
I mean.
Very true.
Anybody. Sarah Silverman.
Well.
You like Sarah Silverman.
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you did.
Maybe only in certain roles.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen her. She's in that. Sarah Silverman is in that. The Star Trek, the one with the whales in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
The LDS one.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That
who
is.
Who knew?
I think so. I hope I just didn't make that up. Sometimes that happens. So what was the least favorite part? She was the least favorite part for you?
Yeah, unless I can be reminded of something else that was my least favorite.
The only other thing I would say is that it did go too long.
Too long.
It didn't have to be that
good,
long.
Pretty good, though. Pretty good. Better than I expected, that's for sure.
I think it was much better.
Tim Burton really ruined the whole thing. He really just ruined it all for me.
So, you know, there's people out there who love Tim Burton.
And I never went back since then.
That's not a good noise.
No, that's the noise that Tim Burton makes when he makes a clunker.
See, I thought it was the noise you make when you hit the microphone. So the length, I guess they could have cut out some stuff. They could have trimmed out a lot of the whole ninja thing went on a long time. They probably could have shortened up the whole ninja training thing.
Oh, there was one thing with the ninja training that was really cheesy.
What was it?
When they were doing a sort of weird ballet dance with all the people, and then right before the guy started clapping because he had tricked.
Oh, yeah.
That was like corny, I thought. It looked like some kind of like, you know, high school production.
It was like Dieter. It was like there was like 20 exactly. Dieters. Yeah. Just moving around. I guess they were trying. It was kind of like some weird puzzle
some sort
or something.
Of ninja Moominshunts.
That would have been very funny. That would have been very funny. Are they still around, the Moominshunts?
I don't know. I haven't seen a sighting of the Moominshunts for a while.
No.
They were all the rage in the late 70s.
Didn't they one have like the mask that was like toilet paper?
Yes, it was a whole toilet paper thing.
You went and saw Moominshunts, didn't you?
I believe I did. Yes, I actually did.
I saw
the original Moominshunts around the time of the original Beatlemania.
No.
Yes, I saw that one too.
When was the original Beatlemania?
About 77.
Oh, that's when it didn't start until then?
That's true. On Broadway.
On Broadway.
Yep.
Was it a play or was it just them playing songs?
That was a play and they were playing songs live on stage. It was good.
What was the play about? Just how they got together?
It was not so much a play as more like kind of like a history of the Beatles. They sort of went through their stages of their career, like from like the early days to the psychedelic. And it was like that. It was like a celebration of the Beatles.
Ah, so they
It was kind of chronological. And then they had a slideshow in the background on the screen, like a big slideshow of like Beatles stuff and like stuff from the 60s and all this culture stuff.
Pop culture type of stuff,
you know. All kinds of hip stuff there, from the 60s groovy kind of stuff you guys was doing. That groovy stuff.
The groovy stuff those kids were doing back then.
You know, the weeds and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they show people rolling the weeds.
You really remember the Beatlemania. It made quite
I wasn't doing the weeds back then, so, and I was like, oh, that's I know what that is.
In 77, you weren't doing the weeds?
That's correct. I was too young to do the weeds.
But in 79?
I went with my brother. He was doing the weeds.
In the theater?
No, but we smelled other people doing the weeds, all right? I knew what it smelled like. It was weeds.
I'm so glad that you were able to identify the smell in the theater. That's very funny.
And actually, before the show, they said, there's no smoking in the auditorium of any kind. And everyone went, oh. Yeah, it was very...
In 77, you couldn't smoke in the theaters. Why, is that because the actual smoke would...
I don't know. It was a Broadway theater thing. I don't know. I just remember them making that announcement.
Because I remember when I
was... You could definitely smoke in the outside, like an intermission.
Well, I remember in the movie theaters back when I was little, people were smoking in the movie theaters.
Definitely. Up until about maybe the late 80s.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah.
No, yeah?
Mid-80s for sure.
I don't remember. I just remember, like, when I went and saw Star Wars and Grease, like, in 77, 78.
Yeah.
People were definitely smoking.
Definitely.
And when you were, like, did you ever see Rocky Horror Picture Show at, like, a midnight show?
I am not necessarily proud to say, but yes, I did.
I did, too. It was a horrible experience for me. I'd rather see that movie alone with nobody around.
It was pretty bizarre.
Because I couldn't, I went for the first time with this guy. I guess he brought me on a date or something. And it was awful. I couldn't understand anything anybody was saying. And there was, like, the people smoking, and then everybody, because it was a midnight show, people were, like, all drunk, and you could hear the bottles rolling down the theater floor. You know, you ever hear that sound?
So,
the glass
definitely.
Bottle.
That's pretty ridiculous.
It really, but that's not a bad movie.
That was bizarre.
I like Tim Curry.
Who doesn't?
I've never not liked Tim Curry in anything.
I like that other guy.
What other guy? Oh, Barry Bostwick?
There you go.
There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to the Barry Bostwick fan. He's
the one.
I like
that other guy.
I like Barry Bostwick.
And who else is in it? That weird...
Susan Sarandon?
Yeah, and some other people who I guess we don't know who they are.
Meatloaf?
Ah, yes, that's who. Right, Meatloaf. Never heard of him? Never heard of him. Who is he?
Aw, I love Meatloaf. I love Meatloaf a lot.
I like Meatloaf.
You do?
I don't mind Meatloaf.
Okay. That Bat Out of Hell, huge, huge hit. I mean, a really huge hit. Great album. Top 10 album one of my top 10 albums of all time.
Gotta love Phil Rizzuto.
Phil Rizzuto.
He's on the album.
I know. Oh, really, Dave?
I'm not just out there. I mean, hey, come on.
you are out there, but yes, I know Phil. I'm not just out there. Come on. Do the Indian voice again.
I don't like to do the Indian voice. Why everybody asks for the Indian voice? I don't know. They like the Indian voice. I think it might be offensive, but I do it because I'm told to.
But if you were in a movie, say you were in a movie and they said to you, do an English accent.
That's true. I'm not saying there's anything bad about the Indians.
No, of course not.
I just do the voice.
I wish there was more where we live. We live upstate New York.
We cannot get good fucking curry.
No, we can't get any good.
Nothing good.
Any good takeout food up here.
No.
Nothing. We used to live in Manhattan.
Yes.
And in Manhattan, you can get any kind of food anytime you want, you know, 24 hours a day. And up here, you can't get shit ever. It's like such a drastic turnaround. But for the most part, it's nicer up here. It's, you know, the vibe is a little bit more less stressful. Do you agree?
That's certain.
And
certain.
There's a lot of pizza up here. That's mostly what there is, right?
A lot of Italian food.
Out of like 100, I'd say out of, you know, all of the restaurants in our area, I'd say 85% is Italian.
Yep. Yes.
Anything more you'd like to say about that?
Yes. Yep, it's true.
You know what's very funny?
What?
We're doing this show, and you're sitting, what, 4 feet away from me?
It is.
And the whole time I'm talking, I'm looking at you. And the whole time you're talking, you're looking as far away from me as possible.
I'm listening.
Oh, I see. You're listening and looking away. Or do you think I'd make you crack up or something?
No.
Oh, and I guess we never even said that we're married.
Don't say that.
Oh, you don't want anybody to know? I can do that.
That's not good.
So let's talk about Batman Begins. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being... 10 being the best it can be, and 1 being the shittiest, what would you say?
I'd give it a something with an S. Anything with an S. Six and a half, seven.
Really? You'd go down to 6.5?
All right, 7.
I would say I'd give it a 7.5. But, see, I saw all of it. You didn't. You fell asleep during
Oh, there you go. You see, any movie that I fell asleep during.
Automatic deduction.
Can't get higher than a 7. 6.5. Yeah, see, there you go. It's can't get a 7.
Why not? But 6.5, like, what other movies would you compare it to? As a 6.5, I would give Deuce Bigelow, American Gigolo, a 6, 6.5. So you're saying that this movie...
I would have to give that a 7.
Oh, I see. So you like Deuce Bigelow more than you like Batman Begins.
I'd have to say that's true.
Really?
I was thoroughly more entertained by Deuce Bigelow. Definitely. It's true.
We didn't see the second one.
I bet I'd like it too. I even like the Mangina.
Well, Mangina, that's like that's part of the, you know, our language now, I think.
Yes. So, you know, it was good. Whereas, like, the Batman, that other one that ruined me for all the other ones, was basically like a 3.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I would agree with
that. It's about 6.5.
Well, I think I'm...
Maybe 7.
I'm a little bit more generous then, but I didn't fall asleep, so I'm going to give it a 7.5. What would be an example of a 10 so people listening would know, okay, well, if this is a 7 for Dave, what would a 10 be?
Well, that's a rough call. There's a lot of good movies, though. Don't get me wrong.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
No, see, I don't know, but I'm not that kind of guy.
What kind of guy is that?
I just don't have a favorite. I like a lot of movies.
Okay, well, what's one of your favorites?
Well, I like The Shining.
The Shining's a great movie.
I like A Rear Window.
Okay, so would you give both of those 10s?
I may give them both 10s. I may not give The Rear Window a 10.
Oh, really?
Maybe I would. I'd have to think about that. Shining, I'd have to give a 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's other ones out there. Good movies.
I agree that those movies are 10s. And, you know, now that you've said that those movies are 10s and I've agreed, then I guess I will have to give Batman Begins a 7. Because 7.5 is just 2.5 away from 10, and I can't see it as being only 2.5 points away from being a classic. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. It's nowhere near a classic.
But it wasn't horrible, and I wasn't, when it was over, I wasn't pissed off that I had, you know, wasted whatever money we spent on the pay-per-view. You know? I wasn't like, oh, shit, I can't believe we spent money to see that.
No, it was entertaining.
It was pretty much entertaining.
It was good. It wasn't like a bad movie.
Right.
It was put together well. It made sense. It was good.
Right. What's a real bad movie to you? Other than the first Batman?
There's some real bad ones out there.
I know.
I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, God. Well, there's another bad movie that I totally hate and most people love. And it's Saturday Night Fever. I hate that movie.
I understand. That is a pretty poor movie.
It's a horrible shit fest of bad editing and bad overdubbing. And it's just.
There may be some bad acting in there, too.
Oh, there's tons of bad acting. And, you know, and then you've got the Scientology factor, though I don't know if he was a Scientologist then.
True.
But it doesn't matter.
It's all bad.
It was really bad. It was really bad. I hate that one. I hate Grease 2. Grease 2 is a really bad movie, even though Adrian Zmed's in it.
I watched Harry and Tonto a little bit the other day. Now, that's a good movie.
What is that? I don't know.
Harry and Tonto, baby.
What is that?
That's Art Carney and Ellen Burstyn.
Oh, really?
A bunch of other people from the 70s. Old guy goes cross-country, drives cross-country and meets all these weird people and travels with his cat. named Tonto.
Aww.
They don't make them like that anymore.
It's not sad, is it, at the end?
Yeah, life is sad at the end. But it's good on the way.
That's
along
like
the way.
Harold and Maude is so... What is that noise?
Our evil phone is ringing.
Who's
calling? It's like Harold and Maude, but not anywhere near as outrageous.
Well, Harold and Maude is
it's basically
it's great.
Like the same time, you know, around that time. In the early 70s, they made movies where, you know, it was more about the content and less about the special effect.
Yeah, I love movies from the 70s, from the early 70s.
You know, people thought a little bit more.
Serpico, right?
There you go.
I mean, that's like great. And Godfather.
Exactly.
All the Apocalypse Now, all those like
Jaws,
movies.
Jaws, yeah, Jaws is a very good one.
Jaws.
Overlooked.
Why do you think it's overlooked?
I think people think it's too, like, you know, corny or too much, you know, critical success, but I don't know. It was a good acting in that movie.
I think, yeah, no.
Some priceless scenes.
Well, you know, I think maybe just the younger folks might think that way about that movie.
Or maybe because they had, like, Jaws, however many other ones after one, but the first one was really good.
They had the Jaws 3 in 3D.
Yeah, that might have ruined it.
Yeah, because nobody was really in it except the wife of Roy Scheider from the first one. She's in it.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, no, she's the only one that's in it, and it's not a really good movie.
Blow Up, that was a good one. We saw that the other day. That was pretty good.
Blow Up is a great movie.
Don't make them like that much anymore, and if they do, they're not really successful.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because these days, the people who are buying tickets, for the most part, want to see the computer graphics, you know, the CGI and all that other special effects stuff. And it's more about when can we get to the next big effect than it is, you know, let's further develop this story, which is kind of a shame because I think once it goes completely that way, it'll be very hard to get more. I mean, right now, those kind of character driven movies are mostly just independent films.
True. I got one for you. Marathon Man. Good movie. Midnight Cowboy. Good movie.
Boys from Brazil.
There you go.
Have you seen that one?
I did, actually.
What?
I don't know. I've seen it on HBO. Now I can't remember exactly.
When or what do you mean?
I can't remember exactly what it's about, even.
It's about...
The mixing it with the boys in the band. It's a whole other thing.
No, it's just about cloning Hitler.
Somehow I'm not remembering it then.
Oh, you got to see it.
I speak for my ass when I say a good movie because I have no idea.
I would highly recommend Boys from Brazil. Would you recommend Batman Begins to get back to Batman Begins?
I'd recommend Brazil before I recommend Batman Begins. I think Batman Begins is, you know, good. But it's only really good in a world where things aren't that good in the first place.
I understand.
Like, it's not great. And if movies were great, it wouldn't be that good.
Right. But
since movies are the way they are, it's pretty good.
Exactly. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
So in this climate of movies, yeah, I'd recommend it. But if it was coming out when some of those other movies I just mentioned came out, I don't think I would be like, what the hell is this?
Right.
But I don't know.
You say Batman, you're no Serpico.
I'm not a huge fan of special effects. They kind of ruins it for me.
Well, it's like a distraction. Here it is. We've spent so much money on special effects. Don't mind that our screenwriter was, you know, has his day job is at 7-Eleven or something. You know what I mean?
That's right. And if he's at 7-Eleven, you know he's an Indian guy.
See, now you've crossed the line.
No, but I'm just saying.
No. See, if you're just doing the Indian voice out of nowhere, but now all of a sudden, if you're doing it in conjunction with a 7-Eleven mention, that becomes
so
ugly.
It's very bad.
Yes. So now you must do a different accent.
I just did. I'm doing it.
No, that's not an accent.
What?
That's it. Oh, you're doing your old Jew impression.
Hey. Oi.
That's very funny. I don't do any impressions. Isn't that horrible?
No.
I mean, they're not even impressions. They're accents. I can't do an accent.
Not everyone does them. Everyone has their strengths and weaknesses.
I wish I could do an accent, though. I mean, you know, I see that guy, what's his name?
Billy West.
No, well, Billy West, I mean, he's the king, but, the guy from, who's on the Without a Trace, the Australian guy.
Caligula, Anthony Paglia.
Anthony Paglia?
Something like that.
He, you know, he's in
he's
that,
Australian.
He's Australian.
Australian-Italian. Australian.
His accent...
Australian.
His American accent is amazing. And he just sounds regular.
Who would have known?
I didn't know until I heard him. And then, you know, and then CBS does these stupid, you know, promotions, CBS Cares or something. And some actors, they have them do them in their real voice. But him, they make him still speak American, which I think is disingenuous.
Creepy.
What?
It's creepy.
Wow, you were really close to the microphone.
Because it's creepy.
Creepy. I was whispering.
Okay, I think...
Oh, look at him. He's putting the kibosh on the show.
Might be coming around to our limit here.
What do you mean? Oh, for the CD?
Well, no. How long does our show go?
There's no set limit.
Show go.
But we can go. So let's do that.
In conclusion, and now for the thrilling adventures of an in conclusion.
Oh, I love you. You're my husband.
In conclusion, don't get your hopes up, but I think there's going to be a sequel to Batman Begins, because they left it.
Oh, with the Joker.
The Joker.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to know who Batgirl will be.
See, I don't think... I mean...
Where's that Robin? That pesky Robin?
But see, that's already been addressed in those other Batman movies.
But maybe they're not related.
What do you mean?
Everybody has a right to have a take on a Batman movie and a whole sequence of events.
Well, that's true, but
this guy could have his own version of what happens. Michael Caine, very good, actually. Best part of the movie, Michael Caine.
Really?
Pretty good.
I like Michael Caine. I like... The best part of the movie for me was ninjas.
Oh, the ninja, very good.
I can't do an accent. I want to do one. I can do...
Ha, ha.
Ha ha. I can do that. Ha ha. All right. All right. Well, so then we're going to wrap up. The in conclusion didn't work, so we're going to wrap it up. So I'm going to say that basically this Batman Begins, was the best Batman in the series of movies as far as I'm concerned. But still, I only give it a 7 out of 10. And I wasn't upset that I spent money on it. And I would recommend it to people who seem to like those types of movies. But I wouldn't... It's not going to be on my Christmas list.
True.
And it's not going to be on your Christmas list either, right?
It is not on my Christmas list.
Okay. Terrific. I guess that's it.
Very good.
Also, I'd like to say... I got nothing else.
Very good.
Okay. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We'll see you next time when we review something else.